This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, and the stories that leads the show are Amazon 4K Fire TV Cube, the internet, specifically internet usage, is expanding in a very interesting demographic. Department of Homeland Security has a major drone issue. AT&T raises its grandfathered rates again. I want to welcome you to episode 1288 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, June 7th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/insider or simply PayPal.me/geeknews. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Hey, we give a warm welcome to everyone. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the show. Those of you that were on Facebook, you got to see some of my pre-show, I guess for a better word, issues. We're live. We're here. And those of you that are listening to the show for the very first time, you may want to get over to geeknewscentral.com. This is where you go to get connected to this show so that you'll never miss a single episode. You can subscribe on the website right there via subscribe on Apple Podcasts, on Android, via email, Google Play, on Stitcher, TuneIn, via RSS feed, or we're on Spotify as well. You can check this out over there. So definitely get over to the website, get subscribed to the show. Brand new user, that's the way you get connected here. That's why you don't miss a single episode. And of course, we want you to sign up for the newsletter as well. The newsletter contains everything I'm going to talk about during the show today. And it's all can be found. Again, those links can be found at geeknewscentral.com. That's a place to go to get connected. We want you to do so. We want you to be connected with the Ohana here and be part of the family. Of course, if you have comments on today's show, you can email me directly, geeknews@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter @geeknews. You can join our chat room at geeknews.chat, geeknews.chat. That's a Mastodon chat server. Of course, you can join us on Slack as well if you want to join our Slack community just by sending me an email. You can follow me on Google Plus or on Facebook just by searching for my name, Todd Cochran. Of course, you can watch this show on the Roku or via the Tech Podcast channel or on the Apple TV just by searching for this show's name. That's a great way to start off watching the show as well if you want to watch. And then, of course, you can listen on Stitcher or Blueberry.com. You can listen on your smart home device, whether it be an Amazon device, a Google Home, or a Microsoft smart home device. You can tell those devices via their keyword, play the podcast, Geek News Central. 9 out of 10 times, that'll get you squared away to get connected and be able to listen to the show, the latest edition of the show on those devices. Partner shows include No Better Than Get Average with Jacob and Jeff, the Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site by my GNC team, the New Media Show co-hosted by myself and Mr. Rob Greenlee, and of course, the Podcast Legends Show at podcastlegends.com. This show is sponsored by our good friends at GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy's been here with us since June of 2005. And we want you to take time to get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy and find all my deals. There's really a coupon code there for everyone, whether it be a 30% off new product purchase, whether it be a .com for 99 cents, whether it be a $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain, whether it be a $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain, or GoDaddy website builder for you business owners. Your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. All those codes are available. You can lock that in by copying the code and using it at checkout or clicking on the link. That'll take you to a page that'll kind of, I believe it sets a cookie. That way, if you come back in 30 days or less and you buy a product there, I'll still get credit for the sale. You can share my codes with your family members, friends that you know, people that you know. We really want you to do that. You know, do the social sharing. With friends and helps keep the lights on here. And really GoDaddy is the base of everything that supports the show and everything that I do. Matter of fact, I had a email discussion with the CES people today, talking about space selection on where we're going to be for our live broadcast studio come January. So those discussions and those types of events that I do are largely funded by the sponsor here of this show. Without them, those events would be very, very difficult to pull off. So definitely support GoDaddy and everything in buying domain names or getting a website. That's where we want you to go. GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy to save big, use my codes, and share it with your friends and family members. Okay, just get you guys caught up on what's going on here. This week's been just like any other week. Busy, busy, busy. Today, especially, I woke up at 4:30 Hawaiian Standard Time. Got the cobwebs out of my head. And at 5 a.m., Mike Dell and I recorded your podcast. That episode will be released on Monday. And if you ever want to hear about a little more deep on the business side, you can go over to PowerPressPodcast.com. That's where we release that show. And of course, the PowerPress podcast, hosted by Mackenzie Bennett, one of our team members at Blueberry, is there as well. So you can subscribe to both of those shows. And of course, Saturday, there's going to be a new media show recording, and we're going to be able to do one this weekend, one next week. And then I leave the Saturday afternoon, go on a vacation here, going to Asia. So, I'll be out for 10 or 11 days. So, Kurt will be, taking over and manning the helm. We've got, him squared away with, a piece of software to make sure that the audio levels are right. Matter of fact, I got to do a little training with him on that. But two shows next week, and then I'll be out for three shows. But the show will continue while I'm gone and be in good hands with Kirk. This week, man, it's been rocking. I've been hit the gym 4 days in a row. And so seeing progress again, good progress again. I was stuck for a while, and I'm very pleased where I'm at. Been really crushing it for about 2 weeks, really, really hard, and seeing some really fantastic results, specifically stepping on the scale, the cutting of the carbs here for about a 10-day run, or making very reduced carbs was critical. But this afternoon I got back and had some dinner, and I just had to have a scoop of peanut butter. So, I don't deny myself. It's just I'm trying to be careful, but it was glorious. Absolutely glorious. But anyway, so great workout. Everything's been going good. Summer, it's beautiful here in Hawaii right now. The trade winds are up. Obviously, the Big Island has the issue with the volcano. You know, you can't even tell where I'm at that there's an issue. But, I was talking with a friend of mine, and I said, as soon as the trade winds stop, I said, we're in for it, because we'll get vog. It'll be bad, bad, bad. And it won't take very long. Trade winds will burn off, and within about a day, it'll start to become hazy here in Oahu. But right now, it's as beautiful as ever. And of course, Mother Nature's, and I saw a video, I saw a picture of a bay that is completely gone. It's filled with lava. I mean, brand new land having been made by the volcano there. So the tragedy continues, and people displaced and so forth. But here in Oahu, we're good. So knock on wood, it continues that way. All right. Well, anyway, that's kind of the kickoff here of the show. Don't forget, we are at live.geeknewscentral.com. I'm also live on Facebook. And, Brian, been at this baby since 2004, October 2004. That's why I'm at 1,288 episodes. So, Rita, hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show as well. And everyone that's on Facebook, make sure you say hello. Don't pass go. But I'm going to go ahead and get into the stack tonight. I got a good lineup of stuff. The first thing I want to talk about is a report by Reuters that says internet use by Americans increased in 2017, fueled by a rise among people with lower incomes. The National Telecommunications and Information Administration, NTIA, also reported that for the first time, tablets were more popular than desktop computers, and that more households had a mobile data plan than wired broadband service. That blew me away. And those results are supposed to be out later this week. Now, among Americans living in households with family incomes below $25,000 a year, the survey found internet usage increased to 62% in 2017 from 57% in 2015, while households earning $100,000 or more showed no change at the 86th percentile level. The gain of 13.5 million users was driven by an increased adoption among low-income families, seniors, African-Americans, Hispanics, and other groups that have been less likely to go online. So, and I wonder if this mobile, you know, instead of having a broadband plan, you know, everyone wants a phone. So social economic considerations, if you think about someone at the $25,000 per year annual income level, there's very, I mean, very minimal discretionary spending money there. You know, just necessities of life can eat that up very, very quickly. So it is interesting that it increased to 62%, but they didn't really break it down and look at it and see if it was actually being driven. Oh, actually they did. So it was largely driven by mobile. So that blows me away. And at the same time, something they found in this 2017 survey data that they released is that the number of households using tablets versus computers, there's more tablets being used than computers. And there's all, and that makes sense. It's even in my household, the kids are all using tablets. My wife's using tablet. I'm the primary you know, desktop user or laptop user in the house. And at the same time, the and we have mobile plans too. So interesting move here. And it's good, you know, because I think what happens is if the low-income folks are able to get access to some of these resources that many of us have had access to forever, I think it'll help them a lot, education-wise, information online. But, you know, if they're just accessing with a mobile, then you wonder how much actual good utilization is happening on education versus just hanging out on Facebook or Instagram or something like that, Snapchat or wherever. So it'd be interesting to see the use case and where folks with social economic challenges are hanging out. In using and what they're doing online. And I'd love to see. Moving on here, proposed law would give the Department of Homeland Security power to seize and destroy drones. The Senate is considering a bill that would give them, the Department of Homeland Security, more power to research, surveil, seize, destroy drones flying in the United States. Yesterday during a hearing, DHS officials expressed support for a bipartisan legislation, saying current laws prevent the agency from effectively mitigating the potential threats presented by drones. He said that laws like the Wiretap Act, the Pen Trap Act, and I don't even know what that is, the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, and the Aircraft Sabotage Act limit what measures the agency can take when it comes to drones that pose a risk to U.S. security. And in its written introduction, DHS said legal uncertainty also impedes the department's ability to research, develop, and test counter unmanned aircraft systems for eventual CUAS operations by our authorized users. In other words, weapons that will take out drones. So they are looking to basically get additional rights here. And if you think about this, your little drone flying around the neighborhood, technically, according to what I'm reading here, cannot be shot down, seized, destroyed by Department of Homeland Security. But you would think if they would get close to a base, a nuclear power plant, something flying across the border, bringing drugs in, you name it, you think they would have pretty wide discretion. And I don't think anyone would probably say anything, depending on, the actions that they took. So, they're looking for legislation to clarify that. I just find it a little bit surprising, to be honest with you. I really do. Based on, they're basically say their hands are tied. And he says DHS pointed activity taking place in other countries that could threaten U.S. security. Overseas terrorist groups and criminal organizations use commercial available drones to drop explosive payloads. I think we just saw something in Israel where Israeli was dropping tear gas against protesters. But they say they could deliver harmful substances and conduct illicit surveillance. It also noted the use of drones to transport drugs across U.S.-Mexico border is big as well. And you think about how fast they are. My drone, it can do about 40 miles an hour and turn on a dime. So, if you in an incredibly long range too. So if you need to, if you bring in some drugs in, you launch the drone at the border, you don't worry about flying it at 400 feet. You go to, you override the height limitation. You go really high and come in, and then you get to your air and you drop the drugs. So I don't see why that's not already happening more than it is. And maybe it is, I don't know. But this is definitely part of their consideration going on. On an AT&T grandfather plan, I got bad news for you. According to a new report, AT&T is raising the price of its grandfathered unlimited data plans from $40 to $45. And I got a good friend that he's not going to be happy. He is on their unlimited plan, and I'm sure he is going to be grumbling to me when he hears about this. So anyway, that's the word on the street. Going up to $45. So if you want to keep the plan, but the cheapest next one up is $65. I actually, it was on my MiFi. Well, something happened and a lot more data got used on my MiFi than normal. And I have a Verizon MiFi. So I went on the website and thought, okay, I might as well just up the data I'm using. And I currently have a 24 gig plan with Verizon. You can't buy that plan no more. The biggest one you can buy right now is 18 gigs with a MiFi. I was like, whoa. So I'm kind of stuck where I am. And if I run out of, I'm just going to have to manage my data a little more. When I travel and stuff like that, I often use my MiFi for my internet connection, depending on where I'm at. Maybe I don't have good connection to a hotel, upload shows, that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's, even though they're, they don't have, for your mobile phones, they've got unlimited plans, but not for little MiFi devices. And I was very disappointed I couldn't buy a bigger plan. I'm not a fan of Target, per se. I think I've been in a Target. Well, I went in a Target maybe a couple of months ago. I think my wife sent me on an errand or something. I can't remember, but I was, and I just don't go into Target. And again, I don't go into Walmart either very much. I don't do business in either of those chains as little as possible. But Target now is expanding its Shipit, Shipt, and drive up services across the Midwest and Southwest. So for those of you fellas and ladies that like to shop at Target, they're expanding their same day shipping. The expansion will bring Shipt, its Instacart competitor, for same day grocery delivery pickup to more than 135 markets in the United States by the end of this month. The Target's drive up curbside pickup service will reach more than 600 shows in 20 states this week. And so that's kind of cool. You can go online, order, and they'll bring it to the curb. I think that's awesome. So the company also offered a brief update on its other delivering packaging services, Target Restock, a next day essential delivery service, and delivery store purchases, which is available to select stores in urban markets. Basically where you can get household items like laundry, detergent, trash bags, that type of stuff. It competes with Amazon Prime Pantry. You'll pay a $4.99 monthly subscription. And so that's interesting. And so Target's Restock. Oh, no. Excuse me. That was for Amazon Prime Pantry. Target Restock became free for Target Red Card purchases and $2.99 for all other orders back in May. So again, I don't shop at Target, but some new options for you. If you do, there seems to be a big fascination right now with YouTube and YouTube Music and restrictions, limitations. People aren't happy with the song limit that you're allowed to set up in playlist and so forth. Someone was complaining about a 5,000 song limit for any playlist. And I was like, how many songs do you need in a playlist? Really? 5,000 songs? I guess Spotify has a 10,000 song limit. In my personal library, from the years when I was DJing and from when I had a massive music collection, I have like 45,000 tracks or individual tracks that are encoded that I have the master MP3s for. And I hardly ever listen to, you know, a tenth of that, that total, you know, that inventory of content. And I do have all that backed up. You know, if you've got media that you've bought, we're all paying for a subscription service now, Spotify, you know, Apple Music, whatever. But if you have your own music, make sure you keep that, you know, that data backed up and segregated. Because you don't have to pay if you own the tracks, right? And as you get older, some of the newer stuff, some of it you may not want to listen to as much. Okay, so I think today there was an article that, let me take a shot of H2O here. I love smartphone accessories. I like all kinds of accessories. I'm a gadget guy, right? I love this stuff. Well, there's a great article about the best smartphone camera accessories that really nail it. And it talks about lenses. It talks about stabilizers. Talking about Olo Clip. A whole bunch of stuff. And I've got some of this Olo Clip stuff as well already. But they've got Aukey, Aura Kit. We've talked about some stabilizers out there, a DJI Osmo Mobile 2. I didn't realize this was only $149, much smaller in size, lasts up to 15 hours. So a lot of different, I'm a big fan of GorillaPod for my my DSLR, but same type of thing for a mobile phone and then some lights. So lots of cool little things, little shotgun mics and stuff as well. So great article by Engadget. Some cool stuff there to spend some money on. All high quality stuff that the majority that I've used and like. So, you know, we're all taking a lot of pictures with our phones these days. And get some better pictures with some little mini lenses and so forth. All right. Okay. The Senate is probing Alphabet and Twitter on data sharing with Chinese firms. Senator Mark Warner has sent a letter to both companies. This was after the New York Times revealed that Facebook entered into agreements with at least 60 mobile device companies, giving them access to our user data so that the companies could recreate Facebook-like features. And among them are four Chinese firms, Huawei, Lenovo, Oppo, and TCL, which has spurred some concerns among U.S. lawmakers. So this letter he sent, he's inquiring as whether they entered into a similar data sharing agreement with any mobile device companies based in China. And So we know that Huawei and ZTE, matter of fact, we got some news today on ZTE that I'm not real happy about. But, you know, there's been national security concerns about malware and stuff in their hardware. And now we're just freely, potentially freely sending our user data back to China. And I, you know, please remember, I know some of you are relatively new to the show, but China is still a Chinese country, and the government can do whatever it wants and request whatever it wants from any company within China. You know, they can go in and get data and get access to information that would never happen here in the United States. And, you know, and we've seen companies, Apple and so forth, do go to great lengths to protect our data through encryption on mobile phones and so forth. It's not to say that, you know, if you get rolled up and you get arrested, that there isn't a warrant to have your device open up. That can still happen. But there has to be a legal procedure. In China, it's not that way at all. And, you know, the U.S. officials have warned against the use of Huawei devices, citing concerns over the company connections with the Chinese government. And so we'll see what this letter produces. It's kind of concerning, if you really ask me. It really, really is. Now, moving on to this story, the U.S. today has hit China's ZTE with a $1 billion penalty in a deal to end crippling sanctions. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said the U.S. has struck a deal. The department says the deal includes a $1 billion penalty and a U.S.-chosen compliance team to be embedded at the company. The deal also requires ZTE to change its board of directors and executive team within 30 days. He says, we are literally embedding a compliance department of our choosing into the company to monitor it going forward. They will pay for those people, but the people report to the new chairman. Okay. Now, let me tell you a little something about embedding. When I was active duty in the Navy and I was going to Texas, you guys know the origin of the show starting when I was in Texas. I was going there to do contract enforcement. I was managing your taxpayer dollars. And basically I had a bottom line authority up to a certain amount of dollars. And then anything a certain amount had to go back to the cognizant authority back in Maryland. But what we found is we were embedded there for up to 30 days at a time. And I stayed a little bit longer because of my back injury. They had me there a little bit longer. But I also knew the cautions. And when you become embedded with a company, you become friends. You get to start to know their families. And you are almost integrated, even though you're really not working for them or getting a paycheck from them. So what happens is what we found was that if we rotated people out every 30 days and made sure they were not there for a minimum of 60 days before they came back, that the amount of taxpayer dollars being spent and approved and went down. So anytime someone was there longer than 30 days, bottom line signatures, there was less, you know, you become more trusting. So you get in the first day and you're looking at it, an over and above documentation where they have to do some extra work. And you look at it and you scrutinize it and you say no, and you send it back. And they go back and they redo it, come back with new numbers and knock some money off it. And it could be $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 an order. And so if you're there for 30 days, after 30 days, you become assimilated, right? So then you start approving stuff that you would have normally sent back on day one. So we just found that was the most effective was to rotate people out 30 days. So you didn't get so familiar, and it's just a natural thing. It happens. But if you're going to have an oversight team or a compliance team that is going to be embedded in a department of their choosing, that'll be effective for a couple of weeks, couple of months. And then they're all going to get friends. It's not going to have any, there's not going to be any, unless they rotate these people out. In-house compliance teams are probably worthless over the long run. So I don't know. I just find this disheartening a little bit. They go on to say, if they do violate it again, in addition to the $1 billion they're providing us up front, we had them put $400 million in escrow. The total deal is $1.4 billion. That money will be forfeited if they buy anything, and we still retain power to shut them down again. This is the strictest and largest settlement fine that has ever been brought by the Commerce Department against any violator of export goods. But you do understand our export controls. But it does, but you got to understand here, we are dealing with a Chinese company that's building, it's just, I'm hoping that they don't, I hope U.S. government businesses are banned from doing business with ZTE. I hope so. And Huawei and all these other folks. I don't know. It's just the patriot in me that comes out and says, they're stealing our IP. They're spying on us. You know, their hardware supposedly calling home to mama. Come on, you know, really? And they're cheap because they're made in China by labor that is much cheaper than anything can be afforded here in the United States. So I don't know. We'll see what happens with this. But love to hear you guys just weigh in on this. What do you guys think about this settlement, this penalty? But, you know, it's surprising they got $1 billion, $1.4 billion. They write that check. That tells you something right there alone, right? Are you getting ready to update your router? How about a mesh network? What's best for your home Wi-Fi network? Have a huge house? Have weak spots in your home? You may want to think about mesh. Mesh Wi-Fi networks are a new thing. And that's great because mesh networks can put fast Wi-Fi where you need it without getting complicated. There's some great products available and they're easy to set up and keep running. The Google Wi-Fi, the Eero's Home Wi-Fi system, Netgear Orbi, and Amplify's HD system. Now, if your current system is working, don't just go out and do an upgrade, okay? We want to wait till 802.11 is starting to roll out what we're going to see there. You know, if you have a solid Wi-Fi network at home now that doesn't require you to fiddle around with it and make changes, let's wait till this 802.11 tech becomes more mainstream. Now, if you're tired of pulling plugs or counting to 10 or any of the silly things you have to do to reset your Wi-Fi, it might be time to make a move here. And this is a pretty good prepper article by the folks at Android Central on how to do that. So definitely check it out. And but anyway, link will be up in the show notes for you, right? Google, wow, this is interesting. Google has renounced artificial intelligence weapons, but yet they're going to still work with the military. Google has pledged not to use its powerful artificial intelligence for weapons, illegal surveillance, and technologies that cause overall harm, but the company said it will keep working with the military in other areas, giving its cloud business a chance to pursue future lucrative government deals. Google released a set of principles on Thursday after a revolt by thousands of employees of the internet giant. The charter sets concrete standards for how Google will design its AI research, implement its software tools, and steer clear of certain work. They say how AI is developed and used will have a significant impact on society for many years to come. As a leader in AI, we feel a special responsibility to get this right. It's being said that this is a watershed moment for the company. And I'm going to be very straight. If Google won't do AI for weapons defense or for the DOD for weapons, they're going to spend money somewhere else. It just won't come from Google. Someone else is going to get a contract, Boeing, you know, one of those big companies. They'll get the money for artificial intelligence development in weapon systems. It's just going to happen. If you don't think, please, now, if you think about this, you don't think our adversaries are not developing artificial intelligence for weapon systems? You got to be crazy. And this is interesting what Google has decided to draw the line here with. And now Microsoft proposed a similar principle in 2016 without mentioning the military. They said Microsoft may decide to forego the pursuit of business proposals for numerous reasons, including the company's commitment to upholding human rights. But in Google's new principles, the company pledged not to pursue AI for applications for weapons and technology that gather user information for surveillance in violation of accepted human rights. Now, this is interesting. See how they word this? In Google's new principles, the company pledges not to pursue artificial intelligence applications for weapons and technology that gather or use information for surveillance in violation of accepted human rights laws in the United States or overseas. Little wiggle room there, in my opinion. They said the principles about surveillance were not specific enough, according to Peter Asaro, associate professor of the New School, who organized a letter from academics against what was being the government contract called Project Maven. The international norms surrounding espionage, cyber operations, mass information surveillance, and even drone surveillance are all contested and debated in an international sphere. Ultimately, how the company enacts these principles is what will matter much more than a statement such as this. I'm going to be very, very frank. here's a saying you can take to the bank. And I learned this saying in 1984. My job was an interesting one, and we won't go into that. But there was a saying that the squadron had: in God we trust, all others we monitor. And if you take that statement at face value, in God we trust, all others we monitor, that kind of sums it up. So they can say all they want here. Google may not play in this this sphere, but there's a lot of companies that will. It's not going to change the use of artificial intelligence. It's just Google's tech won't be used. All right, moving on here. There's a lady that, and I think I saw this at CES, I think it's called Leaf Wearables. And it's basically a wearable for a woman that allows them, in even foreign countries like India, where you're in low signal density areas where you don't have a very good connection, it allows you to send an alert, emergency message that you're being attacked. And it's basically just either by holding your jewelry or pressing on something, and it records audio and reports your location and please send help type of thing. And so this is pretty cool. It's called Safer Smart Jewelry by Leaf. and keeping you safe and connected. And the jury costs about $35 each and about $40 a year to for a subscription to it. And they've done a lot of groundwork in India for Indian women, where there is such a huge percentage of attacks on women. So I think this is coming to the United States as well. So again, the link will be up in the show notes. This is pretty cool stuff here. LinkedIn has debuted your commute navigation and maps evaluate jobs based on how far they are. So the social media site that aimed at people looking to network with others is taking a plunge into location-based services. From today, the company is turning on a new feature that will let job seekers check out the location and commute time to a specific business to help them evaluate whether they would want to work there. You know, we just moved locations and one of our employees, and it's not too far, it's only 12, 13 minutes from our previous location, but one of our employees doesn't like to drive very far. So she moved into a new apartment to get closer to where we're currently at. And she's happy as a clam, you know, like a 5-minute commute back and forth. She can go home for lunch or whatever. So I think it's pretty slick as well. But this is a new thing that LinkedIn does to give you an idea on commute times. All right, in deals space, SanDisk is offering a 960 gig SSD. So it's on sale for $200. That's an incredible deal. I don't have a lot of experience with the SanDisk SSDs. I'm a big fan of the Samsung ones, but especially the 850 series. But $200 for a 960 gig drive, that's a pretty good deal. So link will be up in the show notes. Or if you're in T-Mobile, new T-Mobile upgrade may boost your coverage if you have the right phone. T-Mobile 600 megahertz is available in 32 states, filling LTE gaps outside of big cities. And it's been more than a year since T-Mobile bought enough 600 megahertz spectrum licenses to cover the entire country. And the carrier's now activated the spectrum band in more than 900 cities and towns in 32 states. Only a Samsung LG... So only a few Samsung, LG, Motorola, and OnePlus phones are capable of using the new spectrum, but the 600 megahertz support should become a common feature in new phones. It will also take multiple years for T-Mobile to fully deploy the spectrum across the United States. So link will be up in the show notes for information on that for those of your T-Mobile users. On the Sprint side, the Justice Department is examining whether T-Mobile/Sprint merger will raise prices on other carriers. And what it boils down to is that T-Mobile and Sprint are big in the MVNO space. And what that is mobile carriers rent airwaves from those networks to get, and basically if you buy a pay-as-you-go phone, many of those phones are on the Sprint or T-Mobile network, even though it's branded in the pay-as-you-go type phones brand. So it's interesting, like Google Project Fi uses both T-Mobile and Sprint's network in order to provide enough coverage or thorough coverage to its customers. So they're going to ask those clients what's going to happen here with this merger. Monday is D-Day, and we'll talk about it, but net neutrality will be repealed Monday unless Congress take actions, and the chance of that is very, very slim. If you're using a Chrome Android browser, there's 18 time-saving tips that are available from the folks at Computer World. Talks about switching tabs and managing tabs and copying URLs and saving a page and stuff like that. So this is for mobile tips. And when I'm using an Android device, I use the Chrome browser on Android. Lyft has redesigned its apps to highlight shared rides and public transportation. They have a goal of having 50% of their trips through the app by the end of 2020 be shared rides. They want to maximize the number of people in a vehicle. That is really, really smart. But they're going to put in the app now last mile basically, if you go to a destination and you're not quite at your destination, is there a bus that you can catch, or is there a bus area where you can get dropped off and congregate? So anyway, that type of stuff for public transit information in the app. The Google Pixel 3 XL, there's been some leaks, and it's being indicated here that it appears that it's going to have a similar notch to the iPhone X or iPhone 10. So a little bit of a picture probably should have been on the market, but Pixel 3 XL is kind of looks like Windows 10 in a big sort of way. All right, Comcast. You've been on Comcast the last couple of days? Boy, they've had a major outage, business users specifically, and phone lines out all across the country, and a day and a half to get the network back up. So if you are a Comcast business owner, you probably haven't been too happy the last couple of days. The FCC implements a clear ban on surprise phone bill charges. And the FCC has been willing to tackle surprise phone bill charges for a long time, but it's now explicitly forbidding the practice. Regulators approved rules include a clear ban on cramming or slapping customers with unauthorized charges on phone bills. The activity was already illegal. This mainly reaffirms the agency authority to crack down on bad behavior. There's also new rules on slamming or switching a customer's phone company through deceptive means. So, you know, they've been a little bit deregulation happy, but in this case, they're not deregulating. They're getting a little stricter. Facebook has notified 14 million users of a bug that made status post public. So if you made a post private, it basically changed your privacy setting to public. So you would be seen. Which could have led you to accidentally broadcasting updates that were meant for friends only. This bug surfaced in May, and now they're urging users who were affected to review their settings in case they've inadvertently been switched. Isn't that nice? I wonder how many divorces were caused from that. Or hurt feelings, or, you know, all kinds of stuff. Hey, Sprint is offering $15 unlimited plans for new customers. Speeds are limited to 480p video, throttled for congestion, and deals only for a short time. So they give you unlimited data, talk, and text for $15 a month per line. Wow. Provide its new service and you use autopay. But again, you are going to be limited to 500 kilobits per second and gaming streams up to 2 megs. So, and you can be deprioritized when the network's busy, but for $15 a month, you can't beat it. All right. The U.S. Postal Service is offering a special passport. We've seen these before. It's called a postal passport. This one's the postal passport to the galaxy. And, so this is going to be, through a full stamps collection, and, it allows people to have a collectible book. And it's advertised as the Sally Ride Folio. And of course, it was released on the same day it released a new postage stamp for the first American woman in space. And it's promoting it for $25.95. So take a check out that if you like this. It's pretty cool. It's and it's got the stamps in it, of course. So oh, it can be used to mount stamps for space first, such as the first moon landing in 1969. So a link will be up in the show notes on that. All right, the Watch OS, yes, the Apple Watch OS 5 beta number 1 was pulled. Apparently a number of phone or watches got bricked. So Apple has to go back to the drawing board. All right, there's a conference. Oh, I was on that page. There's a conference that just happened called Computex. It's the weirdest gadgets at Asia's biggest tech show. And some of this stuff is kind of repeated stuff we saw at CES. The Ori Smart Ring turns your finger into a phone. It's got the R Pure Anti-Pollution Mask. Matter of fact, we did an interview with those folks. This is a great product. If you're a motorcycle rider, you're going to want to check this out. You really, really are, especially if you ride in the city and exposed to a lot of pollution. IU Translator. I'm not familiar with this one, but it translates speech between more than 20 languages, and it translates between traditional Chinese and English. So that's pretty cool. Definitely want to check that out. And then a whole bunch of other cool product reviews here. So link will be up in the show notes for you to check all those products and services out. All right. I have to admit it, I ordered this because I'm having to put my weight in my app every day. I get on the scale and then I have to twiddle around with my phone and put the weight in. Well, there's a $29 smart scale, works with Google Fit and Apple Health and more, that will automatically sync your weight to your phone. So it was $29. I think this is a great deal. I already have a good scale, so my wife is probably going to be like, really? Why did you buy a scale? But I like it because it syncs the weight to my watch. I'll let you know how it goes, but on sale right now for $29. It's $11 off. There's a promo code on the page for you to use, all right? All right, last couple of things here for us tonight. The Android P preview, 3 hands-on, and talks about new emojis as well that are available and UI tweaks. So if you're an Android aficionado, you'll want to definitely check out the Android P preview put together by Ars Technica. And also, if you're a BlackBerry fan, the BlackBerry Key 2 is officially launched and the price has been confirmed at, what did the price come in at? Does it say $649? Which is $100 more than its predecessor. But if you're a BlackBerry fan, this is Key 2 is officially available. All right, I'm going to wrap this thing up for tonight here. Let's see if I've had any comments come in. No, we're good. So if you've got a comment on today's show, we definitely want to hear from you. Geeknews@gmail.com. Geeknews@gmail.com. Also, how you guys been liking the little shorter shows? We've been coming in at under an hour here for a little while. How's that working out for you? Do you like the longer shows or the shows too short? If we found a right balance? Because we usually, for years and years, but we're an hour 10. And Kirk and I have been looking at the total number of articles. I added a few tonight because it was just a little soft. But what do you guys think? How do you think the mix is of content at this point? Are you happy with the mix of content and pre-show stuff and everything else? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that to me. Geeknews@gmail.com is the email address. Hey, again, please support the sponsor. A big thank you to all the insiders out there. Again, everyone that's supporting the show at geeknewscenter.com/insider. It's greatly, greatly appreciated, and you really are making a difference. So I definitely appreciate those of you that come in at the $2, $5, $10, $15, or $25 level, or some of you that are making annual check payments and stuff like that are fine as well. All right, everyone, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you on Monday back at the same time. And of course, the show will be released Tuesday morning. It's been my pleasure to show. My name is Todd Cochran. We'll see you. Everyone take care. Aloha.